You should really take a job that if you were independently wealthy, you would take.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference. Can you hear me? Yes, away. 今天早读来自巴菲特最精彩的一次演讲。在演讲之中他讲到，抛开经济因素，如果你单纯喜欢做一项工作，那么那就是你应该选择的工作。这句话是 You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy you would take. 我们用美音来读一下这句话。 You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy you would take. 这句话英音和美音没有什么太大发音上的区别哈，我们放在一起来讲语音的部分。首先呢，我们来看前半句，You should really take the job. Should 可以弱读成 should, should. 尾部的 d 可以直接略掉。You should really take the job. Take 尾部的 k 的发音，直白口型，不爆破出来。Take the job. Take the job. 后面呢 ，that if you 和 were 这四个词呢，巴菲特说的非常的快，甚至听不清楚了。那我们可以把它理解成为是虚词的弱读 ，that 弱读成 that，if 元音呢读得更短快 ，you 弱读成 y，were 弱读成 were， 那这样一连读呢就是 that if you were， 在美音之中呢读成 that if you were， 注意词间连读 that if you were， 哒哒哒哒。非常短快的四个词 that if you were， 再和后面的 independently 做连读，就是 were independently。 那么 independently 这个词呢，要注意第三个音节的 a 的元音 a 后面跟前鼻音 n 组合在一起是 an pen 而不是 pen independently， 最后一个音节呢是爆破音的 t 和 ly 这个音节组合在一起，变成了一个独立的音节 ly， 就是爆破音加上元音 e 组合在一起的 ly。 如果大家想要发的更简便，可以把 t 的发音做喉塞音处理，憋掉 independently， t 的发音略掉不发，用喉咙去顿一下这个音 independently。 我们再来读一下这个词，可以读成 independently， 也可以读 independently， 分别是舌边爆破和喉塞音的发音方法。那后面我们再来看 wealthy 这个词哈 ，well 舌侧音后面再加 the 这个音节 ，wealthy 舌侧音的动作不能丢了 ，wealthy 后面的 you 和 would 又是做虚词弱读 ，you would 尾部的 d 略掉 ，you would take， 那么音的发音没有什么区别哈。下面呢，我来用非常慢的速度，分别用英音和美音来读一下这句话。英音 ，You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy, you would take.美音 You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy, you would take. 那这里 were 和后面的 independently 可以做连读 you were in 带出一个 re 的发音来 you were independently 可以带出来，也可以不做连读，重读 independent 这个词 you were independently。 那这样一来不做连读就可以减少发音上的难度。好，发音部分我们就讲到这了，我们来看这句话的意思。首先我们来看前半句， You should really take the job， 你真的应该去选择一份工作。 后面引导的从句修饰怎么样的工作 that if you were independently wealthy you would take 我们注意到 WERE 看起来很像是一个过去时态其实它是虚拟语气假设你 independently wealthy 的时候 you would take 你会选择的工作这才是你应该选择的工作我们要注意这里的 WERE 并不是过去式而是表虚拟语气并且呢当主语并不是 you 第二人称的时候也就是第一人称或第三人称单数的时候谓语动词也要用 WERE 在口语之中很不严谨的语境之下呢是有可能出现 WAS 的但是我建议大家虚拟语气一律用 WERE 就是 were 这个词典型的句式比如说 if I were 什么什么假如我是什么什么的话而现实之中呢我并不是所以这是虚拟语气我们来看例句哈比如说如果我的条件好一些我就会去申请那份工作了 if I were better qualified I would apply for the job 要是他在这儿我们就可以问他了 if he were here we would ask him那后面这个从句 if you were independently wealthy 如果你是经济独立的 independently wealthy 是经济独立的意思那我们知道 independent 是独立后面呢加上了 ly 变成了副词独立的那么怎样独立呢修饰后面的 wealthy 经济方面是独立的那说到经济独立我们可能会想到它上一层就是财富自由哈我们来拓展它的说法叫做 financially independent名词叫做 financial freedom 我们来看一些例句哈，比如说如何实现财务自由呢 How to achieve financial freedom 他们经济独立就算是整天的休闲也没有人会感到奇怪 They are independently wealthy No one would be surprised if they spent their time at leisure 那回到早读我们来看后半句 If you were independently wealthy you would take如果你经济独立的时候会选择那份工作 You should really take that job 那么你真的应该去选择那样的一份工作也就是说抛开经济因素如果你单纯的喜欢热爱一项工作那么那才是你应该选择的工作今天的活学活用呢我们来试着用 If I were If you were 或者是 If she or he were 这样虚拟语气的句式来随意造一个句子今早的我们再来读一下首先是英音版 You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy you would take 美音 You should really take the job that if you were independently wealthy you would take 今天早读这句话来自巴菲特最精彩的一次演讲虽然视频录制年代稍微有一些久远我们看到画面是很糊的他的语速也非常快但是相信大家听完这次演讲会受到很大的启发会引发大家很多的思考所以推荐大家观看这次演讲今天早读就是这样了 Have a nice day See you tomorrow Can you hear me SOS Help me put my mind to rest